That track was Molly and the Chromatics, Hold Tight, although it's also the Frank Booker remix, and it doesn't say that on the playlist. You didn't know that? Are we behind the scenes? Anyway, I am now in studio with Ben, Joseph and Francesca. Super Cub, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am moist, honestly. Sweaty, moist. Sore. Yesterday I got a butt injection because I have testicular infection.
What a wonderful thing to hear at 8:30 in the morning.
Coming in hot. No, but how are you?
We're good. We're good.
Not gonna lie, I haven't been up this early in a wee while, so feeling bright, fresh, wet as well. I had a shower this morning, so my hair's still dry.
Well, it means a lot to me that you've all come into studio as well, because it always hits different. And three people, no less, just like, quadrupling this amount of people in studio. So I love it. Yes. So firstly, we'll start at the beginning. How did Super Cub come about?
Would I like to take this one?
Yep. Yeah, you take it.
I guess we officially like formed it only about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
But we've been, all been around, the four of us that play the instruments have been around since high school.
Nice. So,
which I guess is pretty generic thing for Christchurch bands, you know. But
cool. Gosh, and since then it's just been go, hasn't it? I have seen you on so many posters, just more and more and more. How does that all feel?
That's pretty sweet. It's been like quite a meteoric kind of like boost in terms of things, but everyone's really nice and like the gigging scene, like you meet people and they go, oh, I'll recommend you to this and this, and you, all of a sudden you're playing at a bunch of different kind of gigs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome to meet more people in the music scene and like have more friends that do music and love playing just as much as we do. But it's been awesome to finally kickstart something because we've just been kind of like chilling for a while. Well, like the band before, and then I joined the band and we were like, all right, let's get something moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we are at RDU at 8:30 a.m. It's pretty epic.
What was that turning point when it was no longer just, you know, we're having a bash and it became Super Cub?
That's a good question. I don't think I'm qualified to answer that.
Probably when Fran joined, I'd say.
For sure. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'd say that would be it. Like, you know, she came and jammed with the band and it was like an instant, hey, do you want to join, please?
Yeah.
Please?
Basically, I joined the band because I was sad and alone and they were like, you want to come to a band practice? And Ben wasn't there because he used to sing before me. And then they're like, Van, get on the mic, I was like, oh, okay. And then we were walking the countdown and they're like, so, do you want to like be the singer? And I was like, okay, sure. And then I think we kind of decided from then on, like, let's actually get something going instead of just practicing at the box quarter with no aim. From there, we were like, okay, let's do it. And then luckily, like, Christchurch is such a small town that Finn met someone at a party that happened to be in Layaround, and they were like, oh, we're doing a gig. And we're like, oh, epic, let's be part of
please
that.
Let us go on.
Please let us go on. And then here we are.
So replaced Ben, how's it feel?
I have no qualms at all. It means that I can actually play more interesting guitar stuff. No worries.
How would you say your sound has changed as time's gone by, if at all?
Good question. Well, I mean, having a solid vocalist helped us just create better music. But
nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely just changed from more of like a classic garage rock sound with just like 16-year-olds, I don't know, playing power chords to just something a bit different, but
I feel like we're still trying to figure out what sound is, but
there's time, right? Exactly. And that's the follow-on is about cohesion, I guess, and like how you guys work together as a band, because it's one thing to just jam, but Super Cub is now a name, so
it is.
How do they piece together?
Well, in terms of original music, how that works. Well, Joe and I study music together over at Udder. Plug. Everyone, go do music at Udder. It's kind of epic. anyway, so, like, how we write music now is Joe and I normally get together and Joe's like, this is a cool idea. What do you think of it? And I'll be like, yeah, let's throw some lyrics and some melodies over it. And then we kind of take it to the band. And then from there, the band, we all get together and be like, I like this, I like that.
Mm.
Yeah, kind it kind of develops over like a few weeks of band practices into
the
final songs.
But I would say Joe is the musical genius for most of our
shows. The composer.
He is the composer and the creator, although he doesn't give himself as much credit as he should.
Pat yourself on the back, Joe.
Exactly.
You know it. How do those ideas come to you then? What is that process like?
Awesome. Okay. Okay. That's a very hard question to answer. Right. I don't know.
There's a lot of noodling on guitar.
A lot of, right? Yeah. A lot of playing around.
Yeah. See what works.
Pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, oh, this is sweet. Or it's like, well, some of the songs are like stuff we wrote, or parts of them.
Yeah.
That we wrote like for sure. 2 years ago or whatever, exactly, in high school, but then have been brought back into something more.
For sure. I'd love to say it's all, you know, rock and roll. We're drinking, we're doing all this sort of stuff and creating guitar, but it's mostly just sitting there, I don't know, in pajamas late at night, just, you know, with a loop pedal. So.
Yeah. Well, it really depends, eh? Because normally sure. I look through the multiple millions of billions of voice recordings I have on my phone. I'd be like, hey, Joe, look at this guitar thing I wrote when I was 16 and I don't know how to play it anymore, but it sounds kind of epic, right? Mm. Well, one of our songs, for you sure. and I, was written like that. But I feel like the process changes every time because really just depends mood, how you feeling. Yeah. Or like if you're already going to the song with a idea.
And where inspiration comes from, yeah, as well. Sure. Like, I know that a lot of it comes from like what we're listening to at the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Mm,
of course. Well, who are some of your inspirations then? Who are you listening to? I want three from all of you.
Three.
Ben, you can start.
Oh, me.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, when we first started out, it was definitely Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, mm-hmm. hardcore, Monkeys. But I'd probably move myself more into the realm of like Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Nice.
At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Radiohead back again, hey, which is great.
Ooh, dude rock.
But yeah, a little bit of dude rock, but. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm, but I think we still kind of like have our roots in that garage rock.
In that garage rock.
In that garage sure. rock kind of stuff.
What about your friend? Yeah.
Don't you take Chet Baker.
Oh, true. I wasn't even thinking that. Well, the Strokes and Arctic Monkeys and Billie Eilish is pretty much the three artists I've been listening to the whole of this year, thanks to this band. Like, but I definitely would say for me personally, bringing my inspiration from the band, I sing like...
Mm.
Hayley Williams from Paramore is a big inspo for her like strong chest belting voice, which I've kind of taken as inspiration for my style of the band.
Nice.
The way I sing in this band has been completely different to anything I've done before this, so it's been awesome to discover my own style whilst being in the band.
Cool. Hell yeah. And what about you? I feel like you're bursting with a long list.
But no, not at all. I was just... One album we've had on repeat. I've been trying to show everyone. It's just like a Chet Baker.
Nice.
Chet Baker Sings album.
Jazz.
Quite jazzy. A little crazy.
Nice.
Not too over the top, though.
1963?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Oh, no, I know. Yeah, but yeah. That's good what stuff. I've been listening to so much. So I'll just listen to that.
Everyone listen to the For Chet sure. Baker album. If you don't like jazz, you'll like jazz after listening.
You will.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
So good.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Chet Baker. He's not even an actual jazz singer, but he's pretty good. He's like a trumpet player or whatever.
Yeah. So, good. So what can we expect in the next 3 months from Supercub, do you think?
I think we're just gonna keep practicing by ourselves and just writing more music and just getting better and better. Is what
I think this goals. Summer is like, since we haven't got a lot of gigs up lined up after this Thursday with Lay Around in Philadelphia Sunshine, it's kinda gonna become like hibernation for Supercub, so we can just really hone in on like perfecting like songs that we've already done. One of my goals would be awesome to have like a set list by the start of next year that's all originals, because right now we're running about 5 or 6 solid originals and a bunch of ideas that haven't been
developed
yet. Floating around. Yeah. So it'd be awesome to just
I definitely think next year come O Week would be around the time that we'll probably kick off like hardcore again. We'll see what happens with I know there's a few rumours of sets, gigs and festivals and things possibly for O Week.
We're
lucky.
And you must be itching to gig, just in general.
Definitely.
And what are some of the places you want to go to? Who are some of the gigs you want to do with? People, you know, bands you want to play alongside? All that good stuff. Let's manifest.
We'd like to, like, obviously get out of Christchurch and go maybe to, you know, Auckland, Wellington, which, you know, seems a bit wrong to hear an RDU. So we want to get out of Christchurch.
We love Christchurch.
But yeah, maybe do something a bit bigger.
No,
something like that. Play with some other bands. But yeah, no one comes to mind for me.
No one comes to mind. There's a bunch of like, I feel like we've really done a bunch of people in Christchurch and it's been awesome. So it'd be great to hear other bands in other cities, but I don't necessarily know the exact names of people there.
I think that's like half the thing is like you kind of show up, hey, who wants to gig? And then you get some like random band who's like, oh yeah, we can. And they're always lovely. Like,
yeah.
Every time. Like, I mean, well, we didn't know anyone when we first started gigging, and then Layaround was just lovely, and they were helped
took us
on.
In
yeah,
under
and St. Peter's Thursday as well. He's been recommending us to everyone, which is great. He's lovely. It's so good. But yeah, so I think it's kind of just like a go and see. I mean,
yeah.
We're very open to the idea of anything. I mean, sure.
Definitely.
One day I would love to play alongside the Strokes and the Arctic Monkeys and Superco. That's the most epic dream. But now we can dream. And
I think the thing is, you never know who's going to be who's going to be the person you're open for or whatever in the future, because they might not even exist yet. Or they might not be nearly as big as you think they are.
Yeah, get into it. It always gets a little philosophical on
exactly.
the show.
Exactly, yeah. You never know. So.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, gosh, I'm trying to think of what else there is to say, Super Cub. Final words, what do you want to say to the listeners? If anyone's out there, like, maybe you could gig with them.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's our plug? What's our...
Oh, tell me about the gig coming up.
Oh,
the
Layaround. For sure.
Philadelphia Sunshine.
Acoustic gig.
Oh, yeah. So our drummer, Finn, is actually away, in Wellington, Rotorua, hanging out with Esther, his girlfriend, and their family. So decided to acoustify Super Cub for the evening, Thursday.
No,
so we're playing at the Dark Room. I believe the doors are open at 9 p.m.
They're open at 9 p.m.
Tickets are $10 on...
Under the Radar.
Under the Radar. For us, the plan is we're going to be sitting on a couch, chilling. It's going to be like we're having a wee jam, but you guys are here to enjoy it.
Exactly.
So we're going to sit on the couch, acoustic guitars. I'm planning on bringing a cup of tea or something.
Nice, yeah.
Ideally, it would be pajamas, but I don't know how acceptable that is.
Hey, be the change you wish to see. I'm into it.
Yeah, exactly. We've got an 8-song set. It's pretty fun.
It's
definitely
just a nice
different.
Chill.
Chill
time chill
evening
before you get smacked with
the orange light.
Yeah, with the orange light. But yeah, I think it's like a hybrid gig as well. So because it turns to traffic light system.
Friday.
The first two bands, us and Philadelphia Sunshine, will be a sit down. But then when Layaround comes on, it will be stand up, get into it, which is good.
Yeah.
Fits their style. So.
For sure. And Philadelphia Sunshine, a bunch of their... The people in that band also study at Otto with me and Joe, so we can testify that they're great players.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for all coming into studio. Joseph, Francesca, Ben, Hilda. Yes, again, thank you so much. I just want to celebrate Uniband so much.
For sure.
Just students doing the thing. Nice. Our generation, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I would swear if I could. Yes. Thanks again.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks a lot. Cute.